For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish. Brothers and sisters, God was good to us in sending his Son Jesus into the world. We were condemned, and God offered us his salvation. We were captives, and he rescued us. Death was the end for us, but he came so that we could have eternal life. That is a lot of love for us and for this world. I have been a priest only for 9 months, and in the midst of my imperfections and struggles, every day God allows me to come to love more this world that he so loved and loves. I think of the world that is humanity as being like a big painting. God, of course, can look at the fullness of this painting, and he loves it. Us, on the other side, we get a smaller glimpse of the painting, for we are actually part of the picture, and therefore do not enjoy the same perspective that God, of course, has of this painting. For the past 9 months, however, after every conversation with one of you, after every visit to a home, after every baptism, after every time that I give someone the last rites, after every confession, and so forth, it seems as if the priest, by the grace of God, gained a bigger glimpse of this painting that is humanity, looking at it a bit like God does. And the little I've been able to see this far, I can tell you, is beautiful. God again sees the fullness of the painting, and he so loved it that he sent his only Son to restore its beauty to an even greater perfection. Because truly, we needed restoration. We needed and need healing, forgiveness, and freedom from the power of sin. We needed a Savior to set us free from the power of sin, our Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us to the end to free us from sin's dominion. Perhaps it is a good idea to actually consider what we were rescued from, what we were gotten out of, what we were set free from, so that we can appreciate all the more the gift of God's love for us in sending his Son so that we may not perish if we believe in him. And in order for us to consider the power that sin has, it suffices that we take a look at the way the Lord was treated at the time of his passion. Bishop Barron, in one of his YouTube videos called "Why Did Jesus Have to Die the Way He Did?" He explains clearly how sin showed its worst at the time of the Lord's passion. In the wounds of the Lord, he says, we can see the weight of sin and all that is wrong with the world. The author of life became man, Jesus Christ, the innocent and holy one. And as Saint Peter says in his letter, we killed him. In his passion, the Lord first was betrayed by one of his closest friends and abandoned by the rest. He was later accused unjustly. Pilate knew the truth. Pilate knew that he was the truth because he told him, and still did not have the courage to follow through on it, and instead condemned the Lord to the most painful of deaths. The soldiers tortured him, and even as he was hanging from the cross, on the cross, people mocked him and challenged him. All of that is sin. Truly, the way the Lord was condemned and crucified shows all that is dysfunctional about us because of sin. And what is God's response to this? When sin shows its worst, God shows his best. He loves, forgives, and has mercy to the end. In the resurrection, Bishop Barron says, the Lord Jesus says, peace to those who abandoned him. Peace to those who had run and hidden at his most painful hour. Christ says, peace to those who had inflicted so much evil upon him, as if telling them, us, you were made in my image and likeness. I make you capable of more and of doing what I have done. Say peace when hate is shown to you, love when evil threatens and shows its worst. The risen Christ says peace to all of us after his passion and death, to signal that God's love and forgiveness can swallow up all the sin of the world and thus conquer it. Evil was conquered because God's love, forgiveness, and mercy are infinitely greater. I am wearing rose today to signal that for today there is a little break in the penitential tone of the season of Lent, and we are actually encouraged by the Lord and by the church to rejoice. All of this in anticipation to the celebration of the time when God so loved the world. God has been good to us, brothers and sisters, and now in turn, he invites us to be good to one another. And that is my invitation for us today, that we go out this morning and do something kind for someone else. Hopefully we do that every day, but today let us be extra good to those around us. God has shown us so much love, so that again, we in turn, with his help, may also love one another.